of all the mitzvahs of the night of the Seder, perhaps the most important essential mitzvah, Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, V'igadot Lebincha, Bayom Ahu Lemar, Bavur Zeh, Os Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mitzrayim. And Bavur Zeh, Lo Amarti El B'Shoah Shemata Umar Munachim Lefanecha. We're going to try to understand that the Tana chooses the Haggadah Shel Pesach to start the Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim with the Maimar of Holach Ma'anyo Diachalu Avason of the Ara de Mitzrayim, so that the kickoff of this great mitzvah is Holach Ma'anyo. The Gemara tells us in Psachim on Daf Lamed Vav, the pasuk says Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzos Lechem Oni Lechem Shaonim Olav Dvarim Harbe. Rashi interprets Shegomrim Olav Asahal V'Omrim Olav Hagada. The Baal Hagada therefore starts this mitzvah with Holach Ma'anya, and he's conveying to us the message that what we're about to fulfill on this night is the mitzvah of Lechem Oni Lechem Shaonim Olav Dvarim Harbe Holach Ma'anya, pointed either physically, literally, or conceptually, point to the Lechem Oni, point to the Lach Ma'anya. The Lach Ma'anya is about to become the Lechem Oni Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. We're going to recite the Haggadah on the Lechem. Let's just think about the concept of Kiddushas HaPeh. The Sfas Emes, the great Hasidic leader of Ger, explains the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu put so much emphasis on the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, and it should be Ala Matos, is because we have a problem. How can we possibly use our mouths to eat matzah? Matzah is very holy. It has a Kedusha Gedola. In Hasidic terms, the matzah is very holy. The shaloi used to kiss the matzahs. And if we were metame our peh, b'diburim of lashon hara, dvarim b'talim, etc., etc., now we're going to take the same peh, the same mouth, and eat the matzahs that have such kedusha? And the answer is that on this night, our mouth has kedusha because we recite the Haggadah. We are mesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim ala matzah, meaning as an introduction to the matzah, because through the Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, we're going to sanctify, we're going to cleanse our mouths. This is a different type of toothpaste and mouthwash. This is a spiritual cleaning of our mouths. Our mouths tonight are naki mikol siagu pgam, and therefore, we can use our mouths to eat the Heilige Matzahs. So therefore, Lechem Oni, first Onim Olav Dvar Marbe, and then you eat the Lechem. Then you're ready, your mouth is clean and ready and pure for the Achila of the Matzah with all its Kiddusha. And Chazal emphasize, Kol HaMarbe L'Sapri B'Tzias Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach. Yitzias Mitzrayim was not just a physical redemption, but fundamentally, and perhaps more importantly, it was a spiritual redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, redeems us from the Memtes Shari Tumo. He raises us and lifts us up to a higher level of Kedusha. Bechol Dor V'Dor, the Mishnah says, Chayev Adam Liros Satsman Kiluhu Yotza Mitzrayim. Everyone has their own Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim Yiloshim Mitzorim Meitzar. Ein Adam Tzadik Baritz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. There's no such thing. And therefore, we are mesaper benisim shel Yitzis Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out our avos, our forefathers, from Avdus Lecherus. This is the night of Eskula, that we, each and every one of us, can redeem ourselves from this individual, subjective Mitzrayim, the Mitzorim that in both Gashmias and Ruchnias encapture us, they incarcerate us. And the Baal Haggadah says, "Kol HaMarbel Saper Yitzis Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach," and it means that through Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, he becomes Meshubach. through the Sipur, he's zoche to an exodus redemption of his own, a private redemption. And that means that the Sipur Yitzrayim is sanctifying us, sanctifying our mouths, as we said before. We're ready to eat the matzahs. And we see here in the Tiferes Shlomo, quoted here in the Shvilei Pinchas, that when it says in the Pasuk, in a different context, it says, Matzos tochel b'makom kadosh, it means that the makom kadosh v'achilas matzah is the pair. Our inner organs have to be sanctified so that the matzah can enter in, we can eat the matzah in the makom kadosh. Matzos tochel b'makom kadosh, l'rameis b'ze godel malas achilas matzah. There's an analogy between eating matzah and eating kodshim. And all the mitzvahs are done by the guf on the outside, externally, with the exception of two mitzvahs that are done internally inside the body, and that's achilas matzah and achilas kodshim. They enter into the pnim of our body, and therefore the karban is called a karban amakareves es ha'odom berfuas ad nefesh bepnimius. And matzah is also, as the Zohar calls it, the refuah. The matzah is the matzah of refuah. It's a refuah for the nefesh inside. And that's the great achievement for man when he eats the matzah, but he has to prepare for that. And his great preparation is going to be tshuva, ma'isim tovim, and on this night, the Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim called Amarbel Esaper. In the Holach Ma'anya, called Dichvin Yesei V'yochol, let's invite, who are we inviting? It's a little bit late to invite guests. Who are we talking to? Who are we addressing when we say called Dichvin Yesei V'yochol? What purpose would it be to invite people when we're already sitting in a closed house, sitting down for the Seder? But the answer is, and we've discussed it on various occasions, that tonight we are wearing a kittel. Because as the Zohar says, on this night HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send down his Pamalya Shalmala, the celestial sphere beings. They should come and eavesdrop and hear how we organize the Seder. And the kittel is white because that's the begadim that the malachim wear, as the Rama says about Yom Kippur in Arachayim Siman Tafresh Yud. Since the malachim are coming to visit us, we, so to speak, greet them as malachim. We partner with them as malachim. We are equal to them as malachim. And thus, tonight, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach, this is an invitation extended to the malachim, to the famalia shalmala, that are coming to visit us on the night of the Seder. And when we say kol dichvin yesei v'yechal, how do we know for sure that there'll be enough food for everyone? If we open up our homes for all the people who need a Seder, maybe we won't have enough food. But the answer is, tonight we're opening up the Seder for the Malachi Asharis. And the Malachi Asharis eat the matzah with us. Let's try to explain that. If a person prepares himself in sanctity and purity to fulfill a mitzvah saseh doraisa of eating matzah, then it'll be zoche to feel a tam, taste and taste, like our forefathers when they left Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says, Ugos, Shotzio Mitzrayim, Tomu Ben Taman, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches. And the uniqueness of man is that, of course, mam allows you to taste various tastes. In the parasha of man in Shmos Tezayin, Vayomodu Bi Omer, V'lo hedif ha-marbe v'ha-mamid lo hichsir. Ish l'fiyach lo loktu. There was always enough for everyone. So the holach ma'anyu, the achalu avasonu v'arad Mitzrayim, if we'll be zocher tonight to eat the lechemoni, our matzah, and it should be exactly like the matzah of our forefathers who left Mitzrayim, that tasted the taste of man, therefore kol dichvin yesev yechol, kol ditzuk yesev yifsach. We're going to have the time of man, and about the time of man, there's a bracha hamamit lo hichsir. There's enough for everybody. The mazon, the sustenance, the food from Malachi Hashar, it's the angel food, as we'd call it, is man. As the Gemara says in Yuma Ayin Hey, Lechem Abirim, Achal Ish, Lechem Shemalachi Hashar, is Ochlem also. Man is called by David HaMelech in Tilb, Lechem Abirim. It's angel food. And therefore, on this night, when we tell the Malachi Hashoreis, and we wear their begadim, and we come out to greet them, kol dichvin yesev yechal, they should join us and eat with us this spiritual food, which is the matzah that has a taman, and they should eat from this spiritual food of the afikomen, that also has a tam of man, and there's enough for all the malachim hamamit lo hichsir. There's a famous statement in the name of the Arizal. It's quoted in the Be'er Heitev in Orachayim Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Os Aleph, that the Arizal writes, according to the way it's recorded by the Be'er Heitev, Hanizar mimashu b'chametz b'pesach, if a person is careful and he doesn't even eat a mashu of chametz b'pesach, muvtach lo shel yechta kol hashana. There's a promise that he won't sin for the balance of the year. Now there's a whole literature here about whether the Arizal actually said this or he didn't say this. According to one school of thought, what the Arizal said is not muvtach lo shel yechta kol hashana, but it's a toelus l'neshama kol hashana. It's meaningful the whole year round. It definitely has its impact, but not necessarily as far as to say muvtach lo shel yechta kol hashana. Hashomer Pesach Michomitz Kilchasa V'yachmir Bo Kol Achumris Shemachmirim Amachmirim Yoel L'Nafsho Miod Kol Shana Yoel L'Nafsho Miod Kol Shana. That's what the Ari has in mind. That's the Toelis L'Nefesh Kol Shana. So if a person is careful with Chomitz on Pesach, he doesn't even allow himself to be Nichshal in a Mashu, then in such a case, the Arizal says that it'll be moel l'nafsho l'kol hashana. But there is a tradition that actually verifies that the Arizal said lo yachshil b'chet kol hashana. And the Shvili Pinchas quotes the Panim Yafos, who also has this tradition. The Parim Yofos in Shmos Yud Gimel, Ushmarta, Sachuka, Zos, Lomoadom, Yom Yomimo, Romaz, Bazeh, Masha Omar, Rizal, Shad Nishma, Michomets, with Pesach, Yoel, and Afshe, Kolashon, Li Shomer, Michet. He will avoid sin. Hare Gdola Mitzvah Zu, this mitzvah is so great that it's Mere Neha Neshama, Lishama Mikol Chet, it has such an impact on the soul that a man can protect himself from sin. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that he won't sin. I mean, we know plenty of people who didn't eat Chametz on Pesach, but yet during the course of the year they did in fact sin. So what does this mean? And perhaps we could say the following. When it says muftach shelo yechta kol hashana, that means if he has the, shall we say, the merit of fulfilling what the Zohar says in Parshas Ki Teitze. So let's see if we can mention. Again, we'll reiterate that many Mefarshim will mention the Bnei Yisoschar, we mention the Dvash Lefi of the Chida. These giants had a tradition in the name of the Arizal that Anizar Mimashu Bechavetz Pesach Muvtach Lo Shelo Yechte Kol Hashana. So there are Talmidim of the Ari, or Talmidim of the Ri, who claim this tradition. So let's take a look at the Zohar. The Zohar, in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, says the following. Balei HaPesach, Bizman Shesholet Aleim Leil Shimurim, Kulam Tzichim Liyos Shmurim, Michametz, Usiar B'Kol Shu, B'Kol Macholim, Amashkim, Kulam Shmurim, Umisha Shomer Osa Michametz, Usiar Gufo, Hu Shomer Mietzah Ra Lamata, which means that his neshama is protected up on top from the prosecutors, and the pasuk says lo yagurcha ra gufo nase kadosh nishmasa kadosh kadoshim v'nemar v'yitzahara v'chol zara lo yochal kodesh v'zara kariv yumas. In other words, there's an explanation here that we accept, that the Arizal built upon, that a person who shomer b'pesach kilchaso ain't a sholit bo yetzara, ain't a sholit bo yetzara, or muftach lo shelo yechta o. So the Avnidezer says the following: how could it be, therefore, that we see that people on a row and behind him in a other shin is horrid, but call Kokom Imashu shall come and special Vim calls those Mapilim Hayate Mapilom Hayate Harab and Meshech Hashono Birshuso Vinik Sholim Bechet. So the Avni Nezer is going to try to answer this question based on a Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos of all places. Nishba al dover shein koch bolasos. Person takes a shru on something that he cannot possibly fulfill. Kigon shenishba shelo yishan shloshe yomim leil aviyom. He takes a shru that he won't sleep 3 days, nights and days, continuous. O shelo yitom klum shiva yomim rituv. He won't eat for 7 days. Is over below sasa shenem alotisa shem Hashem lekech lashav. In other words, this is shvu hashav. If we use this to apply it to the Yetzara, then it seems that the Yetzara also would require to be fed within 7 days. It's impossible to go 7 days without food, and it's impossible for the sitra'achra, for the Yetzara, to go 7 days without chametz. Therefore, if a person is careful that he doesn't let a mashu of chametz go by during the 7 days of Pesach, he's really starving out the Yetzara, the Sitra Achra, who needs this mazon, needs this chametz within the 7 day period. And that's going to impact him on the entire year, because he has succeeded in killing, so to speak, his Yetzara by avoiding chametz for 7 days. So if a person is careful about a mashu of chametz, then we have a promise that he won't sin, because chametz is the Yetzara. Chametz is always the symbol of the Yetzara, and that's in the Zohar as well, in Parshas Bo. And therefore, if you ask why the Torah is so careful about chametz, with chumrah upon chumrah, and the requirement of destroying the chametz, it's all because the chametz represents the Yetzara, the Sa'ar Shabi'isa. And therefore we got to get rid of it completely. We have to look and search to get rid of anything, even a koldu of chametz, because that is the Yetzara. So therefore, when the Arizal said that a person who's careful about chametz, a mashu of chametz, Muvtach lo shelo yechta, that's only on the condition that he doesn't let the Yetzara enter into his house. If the Yetzara enters into his house, that's a different story. In other words, if you have to be careful from chametz b'mashu, and that's a remez to the yetzer hara, how much more so do you have to be careful not to let the yetzer hara enter into his house? And therefore, we might understand that if a person is not careful about lashon hara or other yisurim chas v'shalom, then you can't say that he was nizah b'mashu of chametz, because he allowed the Yetzer Hara to enter into his house, and that's a tremendous amount of chametz. That's the Yetzer Hara itself. So even though, again, there's a very important power in being careful about a mashu of chametz in order to weaken the Yetzer Hara, but nevertheless, if you allow the Yetzer Hara to enter into your house, then you don't have this skula, this protection of being batuach, of being sure that shelo yishlo po Yetzer Hara. And this is similar to what the Ramah says in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Gimel in the name of Ariel regarding Rosh Hashanah. Yesh medagdikim shelo lechol egozim she'egos b'gmatria chet. And the Kotzke Rabbi added that he has to be careful also about chet itself, because chet is also the gmatria of chet. And therefore here too, a person can be very careful for the mashu of chametz, which is only a remez for the Yetzara, but how much more so does he have to be careful from the Yetzara itself, not to allow the Yetzara into his house. And if he allows the Yetzara into his house, then he doesn't have the muftachlo. But if he keeps the Yetzara out of his house, and as we said before, chametz, keeping the chametz out of his house for 7 days is an allusion to keeping the Yetzara outside of his house, then he weakens the Yetzara and moves to chloshel yechta. Let's try to explain this minog in Klal Yisrael that the tinokos steal the afikomen. The Chok Yaakov in Orachaim Siman Tofayim Beis says that after they hid the afikomen following Yachatz, the tinokos now steal the afikomen. What does it mean? What is it all about? The Ksav Sofer, Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, he writes the following. On the night of Pesach, we create a zecher, we try to duplicate and remind ourselves, Leil Pesach, anu osim zecher, l'mashahoya b'yitzias Mitzrayim. B'tzorach lohovin, madu einon osim aremez, l'nes shahoya b'yitzias Mitzrayim, v'l'chol b'nei Yisrael, yo yechratz, kelev, l'shono. He says, v'yeshlova ki onom ken, mitam zaminuhu lignov es afikomen. We're going to steal the afikomen, and the basis for this minog is al tidar be'ir she'ein ba nevichas klovim. Ki nevichas klovim hishmira keneged ganovim. So the best way to protect yourself against thieves is to hire dogs to make sure the dogs will bark when there are suspicious people coming. Now, on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were no dogs barking. L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shono. And if there's no dogs barking, then guess what? There's nobody to protect us from gneva. There's no security dogs. And that's our minug of lo yechratz kelev l'shono, of stealing the matzahs. And perhaps we could say that be'emes b'nei Yisrael stole from the Mitzrim all the Nitzotze Kedusha, whatever possible sparks of Kedusha, I don't know how many there were left in Mitzrayim, as the Arisals on the Pasuk Vayinotzlu as Mitzrayim, and that's also symbolized by stealing the matzah. In any event, let's take a look at the Imre Noam, who tries to give us a little bit of an insight into Derech HaChinuch. Tonight is the night of Chinuch, of education. And he says the following. Why is it that we divide the middle matzah into two parts, and the smaller part we leave in its place with the other two shlemos? The larger part we're going to put away for the Afikoman. And he says the following: Li olam yehe adam yirei shamayim v'seiser ubagolui. Now, as we said before, a person serves Hashem v'seiser ubagolui. V'seiser, that's referring to the larger piece, which is the main avodas Hashem, and that's hatznei leches. That has to be hidden away. The main primary mode of avodas Hashem should always be b'seiser. It's a more profound way of serving Hashem, bilti Hashem levado, without any gaiva, without any showing it off. But Golui, sometimes, on occasion, we have to serve Hashem, dafka b'Golui. So others should learn from us, imitate us, and know how to serve Hashem. And that's why we divide the matzah in half. We take the larger half, which is a remez for avodas Hashem b'hatznei leches, because most of our avodas should always be b'tzina. It should be hidden. It should be concealed. And that's the chelek that we leave for the afikomen, and we hide it. The smaller part, that's begoli. That's on the kara. That's a remez to those actions, those maisim tov that we do begoli, so that others, our children, our grandchildren, will learn from us. And that's what David HaMelech, when he says, Ma tov, ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta liyareyecha, pa'alto lechosecha bach neged bnei adam. In other words, Ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta liyareyecha, that's a remez on the avodas Hashem, which is tzafanta, which is tzafun, which is hidden, b'seiser, pa'alto lechosim bach neged bnei adam. That part of the pasuk is a remez on the avodas Hashem, which is keneged bnei adam, so that others would learn from us. How could a person dedicate the most of his avoda, the chelak agodol, to hatznei leches? Aren't we, in a sense, cheating out our children? We're cutting them out. They're going to lose. They don't know most of our avodas Hashem because it's behester betzina. But the answer is that children have an unbelievable chush, they have an unbelievable intuition to reveal that which is going on below the surface, especially when it comes to their parents. And that's both for the good and chas v'shalom for the opposite. In other words, even when it seems to us that we've succeeded in hiding our ways and our avodas Hashem, but at the end of the day, They're going to figure it out. The children will reveal it. That's called bra kari davua ninu. A ben is like the regal of aviv. Just like a person cannot hide anything from his feet, right? Because wherever he walks, he walks raglav shalodim he movilim osolisham. Is so too the son towards his father recognizes all his drachim, all his approaches, everything that's supposedly secretive of his father. So therefore, even if the father is master chelek gadol b'maisav atovim, he takes the majority of his actions and he hides them, nevertheless, the ben, the son, is sharp enough, he's perceptive enough to understand these maisim, and he'll imitate his father. So therefore, Minig Yisrael Torah, when the children steal the Afikomen, which is the Chelek Gadol, that was hidden away, since this is a remez on the Avodas Hashem of Atznei Leches, the children come and they steal it away from the father. And that's a remez that indicates, alludes, that we shouldn't think that our children are not learning from us. We should be absolutely sure that whatever we put in Hatzneah, they'll find. Because at the end of the day, they reveal everything, and they'll learn from us. So hopefully, they'll learn from us the Avodas Hashem, the Ikra Avodas Hashem, which is Behester, and which is Bitsnius, and they'll imitate that. On the night of Pesach, we recite Hallel. But the Hallel, oddly enough, is split into two parts. Half before the Suda, integrated into the fabric of Magid, and the other half after the Suda. Hodu Lashem Ki Tov. So now at the beginning of the Seder, in the framework of Haggadah, at the end of Magid, we recite Halleluka Halelu Avdei Hashem. That's one paragraph of Tehillim, and then B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, the second one. However, it's only after the Seuda that we get to the second half of Hallel, Lo Lanu, Hashem Zecharonu, Ahavti Ki Yishma, Ma'oshev Hashem, Hallelu Es Hashem, and Ameitzar. All this is the completion of Hallel after the Suda. The Torah writes that the reason why we don't recite Hallel, a bracha on Hallel on this night of the Seder is because we split it up into two. If we'll make a bracha on Hallel, then we wouldn't be allowed to eat the Suda in between. V'nagu lomar kol ha'al v'beis ha'knesim bracha. We will have an opportunity to recite the entire Hallel flowingly, for one flow, with continuously without any hefsek, and with a bracha. That's going to be a mitzvah of Hallel on Leil Pesach. But the Hallel at the Seder, which is split into two, that doesn't get a bracha. If it had a bracha, then we would not be able to divide it into two. Here's the language of the Torah in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. Be'inyan birchas ha'al ika plukta d'rabvasa ritzba ha'ya mevarchal of shtei piyamim achas kodem achila v'achas achar achila v'chein ha'yinog v'mer mirunshin ber v'chein kosar av ha'iv rav tzemach rav amram aval ha'ritz geyes v'yavi ezri kosu she'ein levarchal of klal. No bracha on ha'al at the Seder l'fisha chol kimot son l'shtayim. But let's try to understand, why is it that the Chachamim organized, that they enacted it and engineered it such that we divide the Hallel into two? The first Hallel integrated into Sipur Yisrael, the second Hallel after the Suda. The Levush Mardechai and Arachayim Tovpei offers the following explanation. The first half of Hallel, Luka, Alu Avdei Hashem, Mitzayisio Mitzrayim, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's dedicated to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, it should be integrated into the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The second half is related to the Geula Sida, the ultimate Geula, and that's after the Suda. So let's read the words of the Prima Gadim quoting the Levush. Tam chalukas sahal mipnei dechetzi ahal shekodem ha-suda midaber, I would say misyaches, liyitzias mitzrayim, v'shayach l'chol ha-goda shekodem ha-suda, diari kul v'yitzias mitzrayim, al-chatzi ahal la-achron, v'gam rov sipuri ha-goda sheachre ha-goda, achre ha-suda, midabrim, or again we would say misyachsu, l'shar ha-geulos, l'geula ha-sida, So Shvoch HaMoscha, which is a prayer for the ultimate Geula, that's recited as an introduction to the second half of Hallel. Now, if you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, the Rambam emphasizes this concept of Hallel to our requirement to be Modeh Hodos Hashem Al Mashik Molono Michazdov. And he writes, Shetzivono L'Sapri Tzis Mitzrayim B'Leil Hamish Sor Minisan B'Tchila Salaylo K'fi Tzachus L'Shona M'Saper V'Chol Mishi Yosef B'Mamar V'Yarek B'Dvorim B'Hagdolas Masha Osolono Hashem Umasha Osalonu Hamitzrim, May Ovel Vachamas, Vechloka Hashem Nikmasenu Mayhem, Ulahodoslo Al Mashig Molonu Michasadov. Yizia Yosef Tov. That's even better. Kmosha Amru Kalamarach Bitzias Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach. So it's clear from the language of the Rambam Lahodel Sol Mashik Malonu Michasadov that in addition to us telling the stories and thanking Hashem for the Nisim, there's a general mitzvah of Hodoyel Hashem Al Chasadov, and in the language of the Rambam Al Kol Mashik Malonu Michasadov. And what's the source for this Rambam? Perhaps the Mishnah in Psachim called Dovah Dor Chayiv Adam Liros Sasatzu Kilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim, and the Rambam says that means that just like he has to be Modut Hashem that he took out our forefathers from Mitzrayim, so too every individual has to be Modut, has to give thanks to Hashem that he took us out of Atzoros, and that's our personal Yitzias Mitzrayim. But let's add the Ramban here. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo speaks about the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he writes that the tachlis, the ultimate agenda of the goal of all these nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim l'malam b'nateva is k'day shenakir b'nisim agdolim atmunim b'soch hanhogas ateva b'deyom b'yomo u'min hanisim agdolim amefursomim odomode b'nisim anistorim shem yisod ator kula she'en Adam, lein l'adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol dvarenu u'mikrenu shekulam nasim shekulam nisim ein b'em teva u'min hagu shel olam b'in b'rabim b'in b'yachid elim yasa mitzvus yatzlichu yatzlichenu schoro v'im yavro leim yachrisenu onsho hakol b'gzeres elyon kasher izkarti kvar. In other words, the Ramban is teaching us that on the night of Pesach, when we fulfill the mitzvah of Igadat Labincha, when Mesaper Labonim Anisim Shal Yitzis Mitzrayim, which was, these were all abrogated, these were all Amalami Derech HaTeva. But since the ultimate goal of Nisim Shaloba Derech HaTeva is so that we believe in the Nisim that are inside the Teva, is therefore, Onu Chayovim Lahashrish Bekirbam Hayamuna, even within nature there are miracles, and therefore the Knesset Gedolah Mesakin in Tefillah Shmona Esrei Modim Al Chayiri Abesuim V'Devlan Shmosein V'Kusav V'Nisechesh V'Chol Yom Imanu V'Anifloseh V'Tovseh V'Chol Eis Erev Avok V'Tzayim. Every moment, every second is a miracle, that we can breathe, that we can walk, that we can think, that we can eat. Everything is a miracle, and therefore we understand the Rambam that we started with in Sefer Mitzvahs, that part of the mitzvah of CPT Tzayim is Lahodos Lo Al Mashik Mo'alanu Michasodov, meaning after we tell the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is all Shaloba Derech HaTeva, now we're required to thank Hashem also for the miracles that are inside Teva, so that we reveal our Amuna, as the Ramban says, Shenamim b'chol dvarenu v'kreinu shekulam nisim ein b'em Teva minhago shel olam. And perhaps, says the Shvilei Pinchas, based on this Ramban and the Diuk in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, we can appreciate why Chazal split Hallel into two parts. The first part of Hallel before the Suda, which is integrated into the fabric of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's a Sipur of Nisim Shelo B'Derech HaTeva. And after we complete the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and we eat the Suda, now we're ready for the second half of Hallel. The second half of Hallel is not related to Yitzis Mitzrayim per se, or to the Nisim of Shalom Kederach HaTeva, but rather the ultimate goal is to recognize and appreciate the Nisim that are in the Teva, the daily Nisim, and we should be singing Shiros V'Tishpachos, Al HaNisim Shekodesh Baruch Hu Osei Imanu B'chol Yom, B'chol Eis, inside the Teva. And therefore, in the Hallel Gadol, we say Odu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Chazdo, and we're going to mention all the miracles that Hashem done for Klal Yisrael, not just Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then we're going to recite the Pasuk Liose Niflos Gadol Osavado Ki Lo Chazdo, and the Gemara tells us in Masechta Nida Lamed Aleph, Afilu Bala Nesenu Makir Beniso. In other words, because these miracles are built into nature, we don't recognize them. The Kili Olam Chasdo is a reference to the Nisim Nistarim that are built into nature. And included in that is Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar. Then we go on to recite Nishmas Kol Chai, which is all about a Hodah on the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us on a daily basis. Nishmas Kol Chai. Tevarech Hashim Hashem Alkeinu Ruach Kol Basar Tefar Tomin Min Olam Yadol Matoel Yadol 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 It's all about the nisim that are daily, that are every moment of our lives, the oxygen that we breathe. And perhaps, based on this, we can even go a step further and say that David HaMelech divided up Tehillim into two parts. There are two halves of Tehillim itself. And the first half of Tehillim is, it was established as Hodah for the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Haluka Alu, Avdei Hashem Alu, Shem Hashem Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Hayom Rav Hayonos, or HaHofki Atzor HaGamoyim. But then, when we take a look at the balance of Hallel, and now we're talking about not Yetzias Mitzrayim per se, but other dimensions of Nisim Nistarim, like David HaMelech says, Ki chilatz nafshi mimoves es eini midimos ragli midechi moshiv l'Hashem kol tagmulo yaloi koshu ses v'shem Hashem ekra d'chod k'san l'inpol ve the Chol Sanlin Paul, Vashem Azogoni, Odcha Kiani Soni, Vatehili Lishua. I mean, these are all descriptions and expressions of song and gratitude and of Simcha for all that goes on in our lives. And that's another type of Hallel. In a sense, a much more profound Hallel, and it's the Hallel on the Nisim of Derech HaTeva. And you'll see this in Hallel, and basically what we're saying is that Hallel is really divided into these two parts. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Dayenu. Dayenu is a great song of Hallel and Hodah, Kama Milos Tovos, and in truth, this great piyut, which people love so much, and we recite at the end of the mitzvah Sipiyut Yisrael, Kal Malos Tovos Hamakom Aleinu. If you count the shvachos, the gratitude, the expression of thanks to Hashem, you'll find that the number is 15. And the Ritva, in his commentary on that Haggadah, says that this number 15 Malos Tovos correspond to the 15 milos, the steps that in the Beis HaMikdash led you from the Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael. And that's based on a Mishnah in Masechta Tovin in the second chapter. It says, Chamesh Asrei milos olos mitocha li'Ezras Yisrael. That there are 15 steps that climb from Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael to a high level of Kedusha. And the Mishnah says, Kenege, this corresponds to Chamesh Tei Milo Shebetilim Shaleim Alevim Omrim Shir. In other words, if you take a look at Sefer Tehillim from Psalm number 120 until Psalm number 135, each one of those Psalms begin with Shir Amalos, and there are 15 of them, and they correspond to the 15 steps that lead you from the Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael. So David HaMelech was the one who established 15 Shir HaMalos, and it was all calculated deliberately so that the Levium would sing these 15 Shir HaMalos in the Beis HaMikdash. And Shir HaMalos Sheyomru Halevim Oso Al Chameshesrei Malos Hayordos Miezus HaYisrael Ad Ezras Noshim Yeshkan Tes Vav Mizmorim Shel Shir HaMalos. So as Levim, in this case they're going down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, on each step they recite one or other of these 15 chapters of Tehillim Shir HaMalos. And these are the 15 malos, and these are the 15 dayenus. In the Ritva's understanding of kama malos tovos olenu, that if you count them up, you'll see that there are 15. Okay then. So Kava Malos Tovos L'makom Olenu, 15 Malos, Kenega the 15 steps that you climb in the Beis HaMikdash, Kenega the 15 Shir HaMaloses from 120 to 135 of Sefer Tehillim. Then the Ritva goes a step further, and he says that the number 15 represents the name of God. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi says, Ki be Yud Kei Hashem Tzur Olamim. And the Gemara says in Menachos Chavtes that Yud Kei was used to create Tzur Olamim, two worlds. The next world, the world to come, with the letter Yud, and this world with the letter He. And of course, Yud and He total the number 15. Kama Malos Tovos Klomer Sha'asa Olenu V'samlanu V'hein Chameshes Rei Malos Kiminyan Shem Yud Kei Tzur Olamim Ha'omed Al Akise Al Tesvav Milos Kidi Isum Perkei Heicholos U'kinegdo B'mishkan Tesvav Kloim L'Kotev V'chein Amadavan HaMelech Al V'shal V'sef Hintilim Tesvav Shir Malos U'kinegdo Masal V'es HaMikdash Tesvav Milos. We have this number 15 that repeats itself time after time. Ki b'yah Hashem Tzur Olamim. And the Avodah writes that if you count right after Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis in Birchas Kriyat Shema, the descriptions v'yatzi v'nocha v'kai v'yosha v'nema v'yom v'chov v'nechma v'noir, you'll get to number 15. 15 words. Each one of them begins with a vav, right? V'yatziv, v'nachon, v'kayom. And this is all 15 corresponding to the 15 Shir HaMalos of David, to the 15 Malos of Dayenu, and the 15 Malos in the Beis HaMikdash going up from the Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael. And the Maharal Prague, in his famous work, the Gvura, what's called the Gvuras Hashem, in his 59th chapter, he tries to expand and embellish this idea of the 15 Malos Tovos that are mentioned in the Haggadah, which correspond to the 15 Malos in the Beis HaMikdash and the 15 of God's name Yud Kei. But he adds, and he says, Kama Malos Tovos Achar Shesiper V'makos Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrim Anshot Tzion V'Mitzrayim Chozer La'azkir Kol Tovos V'Achasodim Shasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'Korom Malos Tovos. So we're finished with the Makos. Now we want to describe all the great Chesed, all the great Tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on us. And it's called Malos Tovos because each one is an extra mala that goes up and up and up. Like the Madregos of a house. You know, you go up a staircase. Each one has a greater height than the one before it. We finally reach the tachlis, the highest madrega, the last one. That's ubana lanu beis habachir lechaper al kol avonoseinu. So all told, we have 15 malos, and the ultimate one is the beis habachira. And the Maharal goes out of his way to say that this cheshbon, this calculation, is not accidental or coincidental, but rather it's very deliberate. And this is the number that takes us from Ezra's Noshim to Ezra's Yisrael, the 15 Malos, which correspond to the 15 Malos in Sefer Shir Malos in Sefer Tehillim. And he writes, Hayoreach, the moon, starts waxing, Ola Chameshesre Yomim, Atachlis Milua. So it takes the moon 15 days, or 15 nights, I guess you'd say, to reach its full moon state. Kol Zer Rayash is Alus, that going up and growing and being uplifted step by step is 15 Malos, not more. And that corresponds to the Shem Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei, excuse me, which is 15. Ki b'shem Yud Kei Bara Bo Shnei Olamos, Shenemar Ki B'yah Hashem Tzura Olamin. So since God created the two worlds, this world and the next one, with Yud Kei, you can understand, says the Maharal Miprag, that the Malos reach all the way up to number 15 and not beyond that, because the Koach, the power of the Shem, which created everything, is up to 15. So any Hisalus, any Ilui, is up to the number 15. Call Ilui Domek Mo Ilui Olam. It's like the creation of the world, and it maxes out at the number 15. Shezev Echlala Olam Shabadrigosam Alosi Pechamesh Yisrei Keneged Hashem Yud Kei Shebo Bara HaKol. Is therefore Kol Ilui Shemagia Ad Chamesh Yisar needs to end at 15. So in the world there are 15 Madregos, which correspond to number 15 Yud Kei, and everyone has to be Ola. He has to climb and ascend from one level to the next, from the lowest to the highest, which is the highest is Keneged Beis HaMikdash, the Tesmav, the 15 Malos. These are the Madregos of Kedusha that a person has to elevate himself step by step until he finally reaches the level of 15, the level of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he says, there are 15 malos. Shehelak Hakadosh Baruch Hu sam ad hamalach hamishisro shumalos hakedusha nivdeles. The number 15 represents the highest level of kedusha. Kedusha nivdeles ubnei ubanal on a base hamigdash. The migdash is the highest level of sanctity, and God brings us all the way up to the highest level of sanctity, and therefore Gam kein chamesha sar malos me'ezris noshim and ezris Yisrael, because we have to know that we go from the lowest level, which is the first madrega of the ezris noshim. Here he has a whole discussion here about taivas noshim and about sanctifying one's eyes, lo sesur chelavav chachrei nechem asher tem zonim achreim. We need the level of his kachus, of Shmir Sainayim, of Kedush Samach Shova, to go up from the Ezra's Noshim, which I guess represents Taivas Noshim, all the way to the highest level of Kedusha. So therefore, when we speak about the 15 Milas Tovos, which correspond to the 15 Madregos, and the levels of spirituality that we can climb from the lowest Madrega to the highest Madrega, this means that when a person leaves Tumas Mitzrayim and he's entering into Kedusha and sanctity, he finds himself in a situation of the lowest Madrega of Kedusha, and now he gets to the Maila Rishona Shotziyonu Mitzrayim. The Yetziyah itself from Mitzrayim is from Tumas Mitzrayim, and now the person has to be Miskadesh. He has to go higher and higher, climbing the levels of Kedusha, ascending the ladder, Mimadrega, Madrega, until Ubana Lanu Esbeis Habachir, the highest level of Kedusha. And if you look in the 26th chapter, Mesilat Yesharim of the Latzato, he says, Ach HaKadosh HaDovek Tomid LeLokov V'nafsho Mishaleches Bein HaMuskolos HaMityos B'Avas Boro V'Yerosa Hinei Nechshalo Kiluhu Mishalech L'Pnei Hashem B'Yartos HaChayim Odenu Pobo Omazeh Ki Ashkina Shora Aleim K'mo Sha'oise Shora V'Migdosh U'Mi'ata HaMachol Shem Ochlim Who can carbon Sha'ola al Gabi Ha'ishim.